AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The suspect in the Berlin Christmas market attack has been found in Italy.
Senza ombra di dubbio, Anis Amri, il presunto sospettato dell'attacco terroristico a Berlino.
Italy's interior minister says a man killed in a shootout in Milan is without a shadow of a doubt Anis Amri. The Italian news agency reports this happened early this morning.
ANSA says Amri pulled a gun from his backpack after being asked to show his identity papers and was killed during the firefight that followed. Various sources in Milan and Rome have confirmed that the dead man is Amri, who German authorities believe drove the truck that ploughed into the Christmas market on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of the police officers who apprehended Amri was shot. The injuries are not considered life-threatening. Five men have been detained in Australia, suspected of planning a series of attacks on Christmas Day. This is Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
It is a time of happiness and joy. These terrorists sought to disrupt it. They have been thwarted.
Seven people were arrested in Australia. Two were later released. There's been an arrest in Little Rock, Arkansas, in a road rage incident that left a three-year-old boy dead. A prosecutor says a man is in custody. Asen King was on a shopping trip with his grandmother about a week ago when a driver opened fire on the grandmother's car because he thought she wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign. China says it is paying close attention to what nuclear weapons policy the incoming Trump administration will follow. The statement comes a day after President-elect Donald Trump tweeted he wanted to strengthen the nation's nuclear capabilities. Responding to accusations of Russian meddling in the U.S. election, President Vladimir Putin says Democrats should have apologized to voters over the information revealed by hackers who posted Democratic National Committee emails. This is AP Radio News. The Dallas Cowboys didn't play last night, but they clinched a playoff spot. They got some help from the New York Giants, who lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 24-19. Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. says the Giants had a chance to make the playoffs with a victory, and they still have a chance.
It's in our hands. And, you know, we had a couple opportunities even at the end to make some plays, and we just didn't come up with it.
The Giants have the top wild card position heading into their season finale next week at Washington. In the NBA, two powerhouses in the West collided, with the L.A. Clippers beating the San Antonio Spurs 106-101. Clippers center DeAndre Jordan says two wins so far this year over the Spurs doesn't mean they have their number.
They're a team that can lose games like this and come out and run 15 straight, you know what I mean? So we got to just build off this.
And this was San Antonio's first loss on the road. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.